Okay.
Is there a time frame for that?
There wasn't, but that, I think that in my mind, it had to do with being sooner than later, given the fact of the questions about. My mind is sooner than later, and the reason is as we head into the spring again, I hope that we can get more visual, anecdotal information to add into the empirical one.
But isn't what is being discussed here going to be impacted by that sooner or later decision?
My opinion on it, but this would be, now I'm going to defer to our attorney and to the engineer because of how annexations and classifications go, because that's what you're referring to, correct? Okay. So it's my understanding that if there's an annexation, if we end up having to go back and do the west tile later, it will be separate, and there may even have to be another annexation and reclassification. I look at the engineer and the attorney. That's my understanding. It would be a whole separate different thing.
Yeah, right now the west main tile situation is that has been shot down. Leach initially showed that the high flow, we believe that the high flow went to the west. We have a map showing here that shows the flow paths that we originally determined to show where water flows in the drain system. And I think it's pretty clear. I don't know that it gets much clearer where water is most flowing. These flow paths are pretty clear in the land, and I think if you zoom in part of it, you can probably even see water. I know one of the examples could be. You can see the red line is the proposed annex, is the model watershed. So one, that is the high point of the district between the outside adjacent areas. And the black heavy dashed line is the existing assessment schedule that follows property lines, because that's what's on the existing schedule. It's the schedule. Schedule less than 40 acres or subdivided thereof.
When you say you can see it clearly,
okay,
it's not as clear to me. So can Tyler use the cursor to show the flow patterns? There you go. To show it what you're calling, it's very clear about where the water is making those natural.
Yep. The hand that Tyler is showing shows the different flow paths over the water as it gets to main tile, and the main tile is actually in we can show another map that shows where the main tile is. Map doesn't have that on.
This was provided. This was provided by Scott Wall, drainage clerk, and this is the district as it exists.
Which color line?
The dark blue.
The dark blue.
Okay.
District as it exists. That's the watershed as it is defined currently. The light blue shows the district facilities. And on this scale, it's not as easy to see, but this outlines those same paths of water all the way up through the district, highlighting the flow paths that were displayed on the map we just had up there, showing the different paths of water as they make their way to the existing main open ditch.
Okay, and then can you go back up to the top of that and using your cursor kind of go around the area, which is the annexation, or show that?
I don't have it memorized quite, so
So this is a small drainage district.
Right. It actually
and it's encompassed by that annexation, that proposed annexation.
Is that Milford 55?
Yes.
Okay.
We use kind of the interchange here as a point of reference and look here.
That far north area around that interchange has a tile that actually goes to the west there. And however, we found looking at the culverts in that area that the surface waters drain to the south and into the Grand Five area.
So now I'd like to ask another question, still on the main question here about how does that impact what we're doing tonight. Once again, I look at the attorney and maybe the engineer as having the most knowledge here. Is it not correct that even if we do improvements, but then we later annex, we can then on the annexed area redistribute the cost of those for improvements? I'd be asking you that. I was told that was
Ethan.
But
yes.
An annexation is determining who benefits.
Right.
The reclassification process is what determines the amount.
And I think that's where you were headed, is how does this impact what's going to happen tonight? Is what are we going to end up paying if, in fact,
let's ask our county attorney to answer that question, please. Could you go to the microphone, Ethan?
The annexation statute forces to say one on key if it is benefit or will be benefit, but that's what governs the annexation.
So the will, the is, could be after the fact we've done the improvements. You could still annex.
Yeah, but I think the preference would be annexation.
I understand that, but that's trying to answer the
general
question.
Did that answer your question?
Mr. Eady, do you have a comment?
Well, while you're on the topic, it's not 119, it's 120 and 121. When you do an annexation, you have to make three findings. I don't want to go into them, but if you read 120 and 121, the code, which is, again, very well written, does very clearly contemplate that you can have an annexation, and when that's done, you can retroactively assess that if you determine that you should have been put on or that they did in fact done the control. It's very clear that the answer to that question is yes. It gives you guys a real nice avenue of escape if you want to proceed with it.
Didn't you at one time say, Gary, that annexation had occurred prior to an improvement?
No. Biggest risk you can do is too, right, is tie an annexation with any kind of expenditure, because you're always going to be accused of doing light work, and you can avoid it by doing your improvement or repair and come in later.
I just need to explain. We need to take our advice legally from our county attorney. That's all. Are there any other questions from the supervisors? If not, we have entertained questions from the public, but we have as agenda item 3 to hear public concerns and comments on all aspects of the engineer's report. So we're going to allow that. But I would ask people, because it is the formal agenda item, to hear from the public that if you do address, please come up to the microphone so we can get it for the record. And please state your name and address if you do. Is there anybody who would like to address us on any aspects? Sir?
If I could, Chairman, I'd like to put the slide that's got the color on the top of it.
I'm going to have to ask you when you make your comments to make them from over there, sir.
I got to show you this because it matters. I'm representing some landowners.
Excuse me. Yeah,
I just want to.
Okay. Repeat it when you're over there.
On that, or west of 570.
Okay.
Eric E., I'm an attorney at the Nightmaster Law Firm. I've been before you guys on this matter, and I, you know, continue to kind of be perplexed by it, to be frank with you. But I guess everybody's maybe disadvantaged. This has been going on longer than any of you have been on the board, or that I've even lived in Ames. But I've read everything. I even took the time a couple weeks ago to walk that land, so I thought I had a better understanding. And I'm representing Martha Clifford. She's here today in the audience. I'm representing Mark and Julie Kenny, Benny Coos, and Country Sunrise. And as I tried to point out, all these landowners live west of 570th Street, towards the top end there in the circle of the red. And I think when I listened to you guys' meeting in December, and I think you have this impression that you're pulling the west land out of this and just doing this north annexation. And I think from my point, my client's standpoint, that's wrong, in that the land I'm talking about is still, the fact is, I think Betty Coos might be the most westerly of all the land that's ever proposed to be annexed. And, you know, the objection that a lot of people had before was, I think, when these improvements were proposed, was that this price tag and maybe the way they were modeled. And I think you should expect that, certainly, again, the people I'm representing that are west of 570th, you know, they're going to feel even more aggrieved when you're asking to be brought into a district to pay for a clean out of a ditch that's 4 to 5 miles away. And the argument is that we're materially benefiting. And I think one of the misconceptions that, I mean, if you read any of the case law, you'll see it's a big misconception, is that some people think that just because the water flows there that they have to pay. And that's conceptually, I would guess, easy to understand, but it's not right. It's not what the law is. And I provided Mr. Anderson with a couple of cases where that was discussed. So it turns to material benefit, which is a lot different than whether my water flows there. And what you guys just touched on when Supervisor Olson brought that up, I don't know. When we last ended the improvement, I know Chairman Merkin, you said if you have water problems, then you guys need to solve that. And there are some water problems up there, and these people, I think, would like to, but we spend a lot of time here, in fact, there's years here, trying to fight this off, because the solution to the people I'm talking about that are on the western side of this is to drain and stay over on the west side. And so what I would recommend that you do is clean the ditch up. I mean, you're sitting here totally vulnerable if somebody wanted to sue you to clean that ditch. I mean, it's just kind of by the grace of God, people have waited for three years, plus probably decades before that. You've got to do that. You've got to clean that ditch up. Yeah, and it's not an option. I don't know why you spent all this time dealing with annexation and improvements in light of that. If you go back and look at your file, read the petition that Black Dirt Farms filed that brought all this on. It's a simple handwritten thing that says, hey, I think water's coming in the district from somewhere else. And that, in and of itself, causes us to spend 3 years, in my opinion, haven't gotten anywhere. I think what's most troubling to my clients who are proposed to be annexed is if that would include the engineering fees that were incurred on that failed improvement. You're really going to hear about that one if that's trying to be assessed against these people who have never been in this district for the last, you know, it's a 100-year-old district. And all of a sudden, they're going to be asked to pay for things like that. What Mrs. Olson pointed out is you do have the ability to do an annexation and retroactively assess if you have the proper findings. It's a clear path for you guys to go on where you can do what you have to do. And don't do what you don't have to do, that's going to cause just, you know, probably a lot more problems. Yeah. So I just recommend that you do that. It's available. The code provides for it very clearly, and I think it would satisfy pretty much pretty much everybody, because whatever you do south of Lincoln Way with respect to cleaning that ditch out is going to ultimately be acceptable to however the development is along that industrial corridor. I mean, it's still going to be the outlet for that. So the fact that it's included will be worth it.
So may I try to summarize what you just said so I'm clear? You are recommending cleaning out the open ditch and nothing else.
Correct. And if for some reason you're absolutely convinced that those lands, at least the ones the west of 570th, are after that, materially benefited from that, then do your annexation, and I guess we can see where that stands up. But if you do it before, you're going to have a battle on your hands over something that's really insignificant in light of what needs to be done.
Can you also, questions? I just have one. When I was looking at the annexation of additional lands for 68-119, but then you made some comment about the individuals that live up in the northern half, excuse me, and that they want to stay to the west. Could you clarify what you meant by that?
Well, if you go there and walk, you can see it, but Mr. Rohde can tell you about it, and again, I want to yield to Dennis Smith, not my client. He lives in the district, farms out there, has for years. He was nice enough to kind of walk me around because someone had told me he understood it, and he does. And I'd recommend you go walk around with him. But there is a huge, I'm going to call it a tunnel, underneath the railroad. That's out west, okay? It's on the Elwell property that we were talking about before. I mean, this thing is big. Obviously, water's gone through there for 100 years, and that's where that watershed. There's a tile dumping out that is using that now. And again, if you go out there, the water was running really hard a couple weeks ago. That's where that water goes. That's where it should go. And in fact, I did learn this, just so that the whole Black Dirt Farms is here. They're pulling water out of DD5 over there. They tiled a couple years ago, and I found out about that. So they're actually pulling water out of it. So this thing is a mess. But, again, I think from your standpoint, all you need to do is worry about that ditch on the south. And as this, you know, if these landowners want to get together and try to do something, there's a way to do it. It's not going to be easy. But at least, I think that this is nothing else has brought out some of the issues that they can deal with. But otherwise, you're going to be stepping on toes of either the city or the land. It's 120 that I'm talking about, 121. If you keep reading the annexation, you'll see there's findings you can make, and that's critical to how you discuss it.
Any other questions for him? Thank you very much, Ms. Judy. And did somebody else wish to speak?
I just have a question.
Why don't you come to the mic, please? And please name an address.
Eric Hill, Nevada. Why was the West, I might have missed it in the meeting prior. Why was the West project scrapped, and do you agree with that?
The West area project was scrapped because of lack of landowner support.
And that's your guys' due diligence to sort through that, to decide if that's even relevant?
Or receive numerous objections to that West Main Tile project.
What's your opinion?
I want to do what the landowner, and that's why we investigated that to begin with, because there was landowner support for investigating that, as well as trustee support for investigating that West Main Tile area.
So I'm a landowner on the bottom. You want to do what I want to do.
I want to do what that's for the majority of the landowners in the district.
So I want you to send the water direction to ship. Not down the grid.
I think we just showed, did we not show a map that showed where that water goes?
Eric, one of the things that did come up at that meeting, that impacted my decision at the time with all the protests out there, is that there was some challenges about how much data and really prove to us that the land that the water is going, where into Grant 5 from west, and is that a basis that Mr. Pete raised about, is it just because of the service going up? So that impacted my decision to support saying, you guys try to work it out, because the landowners there were telling us it is not flowing to the west. We had information from Mr. Rody. Huh?
Not flowing to the east.
Thank you. Okay. Not flowing to the east into Grant 5. And there was some challenge to the information that Mr. Rody had presented. So you're asking what happened and why. That's me.
If I might follow up a bit, Flores. Actually, I still truly believe this water goes both ways. I think the majority of the water goes into the east main tile area. The large storm events, when you get the large rain events where that pond fills up to the amount that it can go flow west and through a culvert that is in that road will go west. So the large rain event still will go west until something changes. So water goes both ways, and that's why I thought it was a reasonable idea to include, have a west and a east main tile system, because those upper areas, some portion of their water goes each direction. And keep in mind, because you're annexed into this area, doesn't mean you're going to pay, you benefit the same as everybody else. Everybody benefits to varying degrees. And that is the reclassification process. We will look at where your tile is. If you are tiled out of this district, you will have a reduction. If a portion of your flow goes to the west, you will have a reduction. Likely have a reduction. But again, that is determined by commissioners, of who I am one.
So if we have a reduction when we have more water out on our ground, that ditch can't hold it? We got 300 acres sealed right at the bottom of this thing. We lose 30 acres down there already. And you're proposing to put more water down there?
I'm not proposing to put more water. I'm proposing to drain an area more efficiently with a better drainage coefficient. We are not changing the amount of water by the tile improvement from the amount of water that falls on that land. It comes at a different rate and manner.
Faster. Yeah.
Not necessarily faster. That water has to go through the soil profile before it gets to that tile.
And once it gets to the tile, it goes faster.
In the tile, it goes faster. But it takes time. It's a complicated issue.
Okay.
And there's everybody. A lot of people think, and I have that in my report, that tiles increase flooding. And there is a study that was done by the University of Iowa that was done in a clear, what we call the Clear Creek watershed, to determine that is false. And they modeled this watershed to determine how the flow, and believe me, it's a complicated issue.
And let me say, if I could, let me say, if I could, that the purpose is to hear questions and attempt to answer them. If you don't, you may not feel like you've gotten the answer you want, but I think Mr. Rody's trying to answer the questions, and we're trying to answer the questions. But I don't want us to get into like a 20-minute debate on each question, if you can understand what I'm saying, because that won't get us anywhere, and that means you're not. Okay, well, let's give somebody else an opportunity here. Thank you. Thanks for understanding. Sir, your name and address, please.
Howard Hill, Cambridge.
Hello.
So, and I'm Derek's dad, so we're talking about the same piece of land. But originally, when we started talking about this water getting it to go to the west,
mm-hmm.
that seemed like a good plan, because we've got too much water in that ditch now. And I know the engineer says we're going to fix it, but the city's going to add water to it. If we put a tile, all these tile up there, we are going to have water going faster down the tile. Okay? It may take a while to get there, but when it gets in the tile, it goes. You keep saying that this got rejected, this west got rejected. Who voted on that?
The three of us.
No, who? You said the landowners voted?
We did take a poll in 95.
They filed the petition.
The petition.
Multiple petitions.
Who, the landowners in
the when we had the West annexation.
They're not paying anything now.
I understand that.
Whether they want to spend money to fix the water. What kind of answer do you think they're going to give you?
I understand that. I also did, and as Mr. Rohde said, you know, and I might have been confused on direction there, but the water goes both ways. It goes one way. If you have a flood event, some more surface water goes the other way. I guess I personally wasn't convinced that they're of the benefit to them. And I am not saying I'm an expert here, but I was listening to the experts, and I was also listening to the people in that area. So I made the best decision that I could on that. And
if we could divert that water from that the northern part of the district, if we could down that ditch, it goes down a ditch.
Down the ditch by the interstate, yeah, I know.
It goes right down, and we're not putting water on somebody else's land by doing that. You said we don't want to do that because we're going to put it on other people's land. We're not. We're putting it in an existing ditch that goes right to the Skunk River.
I understand that. And the other reason we had initially looked at that, there is a tile. I'm told there's a private tile that goes up that path and into that upper watershed area.
Well, I think,
again, those same landowners that wanted that voted, or not didn't vote, but objected to the approval.
Yeah.
I think we need to reconsider that, because I think that's a big mistake. We're adding, by doing this, we're going to add more water to that ditch.
By doing which?
By annexing it and putting a bunch of tile up in there. Because you run tile up there. Every farmer up there is going to tie in with laterals into that, drain that.
Okay, so I just want to be clear here. So you're saying if we annex it, we're talking about north now. We're not talking about west. We're talking about north. But you're saying you want us to reconsider west? I just want to make sure I understand which way you're talking about.
I'm saying if we could get more of that water to go west rather than go down the east part, mm-hmm. it would solve a lot of problems.
Here's my problem with it.
And, you know, the people that don't want to pay for it, mm-hmm. well, tough.
Here,
you know, we're suffering at the other end of it because they're not paying their share. If they took that money that they're going to have to pay, instead of putting it in the east, if they went west, it would help everybody. They're going to have to pay something. I mean, they can't freeload forever.
I mean, which is, I think, where you were headed.
Somebody else is going to get an attorney and sue them. Then you got a bunch of attorneys making a lot of money.
And we have, I believe, attorneys out in the audience with three different perspectives, at least. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
To summarize it up, do you think 13th Street up by the interstate is nothing but Ames wants to develop it and they throw their water on us instead of doing it the proper way and going by country landscape and down the Skunk River? I can't hear you guys up there, so I'm lost.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're saying that you think the problem in the west area is caused by the city of Ames?
We've been told at previous meetings, and I say with we, for me being here 3 years now, so having been at the meetings like over at the community center, et cetera, it's been pretty consistent that the I-35 has been the problem about keeping water from flowing naturally even further west. I see nods. Thank you on that. Okay.
Okay. Are there any other comments? Would you please come to the microphone, sir?
Thank you. My name is Dave Schubin. I'm an attorney for Black Dirt Farms and Jensen Farm, John Jensen. I submitted some objections to the trustee here, please.
Yeah, here.
You don't need to speak up. That's primarily for recording.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm Dane Schumann. I'm an attorney for Black Dirt Farms and for Ron Jensen. I submitted some objections to the board, to the trustees, in advance of the meeting. The main thrust of my comments, I'm happy to take questions on it, however, is that, you know, as you know, Black Dirt Farms was one of the, the main group that got this ball rolling with the petition that they submitted to the trustees in 2016. And what I put in my comments was, you know, if the trustees are no longer going to consider annexing the lands in the west and making the improvements that are necessary for that, as was outlined in the engineer's report, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense from my client's perspective to proceed with the ditch repair. And that's because the reason that the annexation was such a critical piece of the original engineer's report in February, I guess the amended engineer's report in February, was that we felt, and I think this is seconded by the engineer's report, that the lands in the west are contributing very much to the problems that occur within the open ditch. And so from our perspective, if the trustees are going to move forward with making repairs to the ditch, which are going to cost about $500,000, and we've got engineering fees, which are already about $250,000, we're looking at an assessment for the district in total of about $750,000 to make repairs to a ditch that whose benefits will be very fleeting at best.
Are you denying that the ditch is overgrown, that it doesn't need – so you're denying that the ditch does not need repair?
No, I think it does need repair. There's certainly issues with it. But I think one of the reasons, for example, that it silts in like it does – which I think leads to a lot more problems, is that there are contributing factors that come from these western lands that are no longer going to be annexed.
So just want to make sure, also been very consistent that I've heard from people and different attorneys and certainly from my attorney over the last 3 years, is the law says if we've got a ditch that needs repair, we have to repair it. I've been told that. I've never heard anybody say before, don't repair that ditch. You're the first one to come and say, because I don't think it's worth it. So maybe I want to put you together with the gentleman back there about talking about cost-benefit and what needs to be done, et cetera, because those are certainly two different opinions. I appreciate that. I can't not follow my attorney's advice about we have to fix it.
Well, I'll just add, so the rest of the objections that I put in my letter that you received also suggest that the trustees go back in terms of completing the annexation and putting the improvements into these into the lands that lie in the west. And I think that you all were unfortunate to be somewhat of a victim of having the annexation not occur before you considered some of the improvements. And I think it got you a little bit sidetracked in October when you were considering those. You had some landowners that were objecting, and were they did they have sufficient remonstrances to meet the threshold in the code to stop the improvements? But they weren't really part of the district yet. So where'd you go from there? And I think it was a difficult decision to do that.
When did you send your letter, sir?
This afternoon.
Yes, I haven't had a chance to read it. I just came back at 5:30 and had a 3-page letter, but other things to do.
Sure.
So I just have to tell you, I have not had a chance to read your objection. I wish you had sent it sooner.
Yeah, no, I understand. And so to come full circle to what you were asking me, we're making that recommendation that you not really proceed with those repairs. If you're not going to do anything with the lands that lie in the west, because we believe very strongly that we'll be back here in 7 or 8 years or something, looking for more repairs to that open ditch because we're not making any changes to the underlying problems that are causing them.
So, just in kind of concluding that, I want to look at my attorney. Have you read the letter yet?
I did. I had a chance.
Okay, and I'm obviously not going to ask for an opinion so much as just any time that somebody tells me I've done something illegal in a letter probably gets my back up a little bit, but I know you were paid to write that. I just want to let you know about that.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, thank you.
So you're saying if we don't annex the west area, not to do the mandatory repair?
Yes.
Thank you. What did your client, Black Dirt Farms, originally ask us to do?
And Ron Jensen, but, yeah.
Right. Well, I think that what they initially asked for was to, I think as Mr. Eady said, to look at the district comprehensively in terms of trying to figure out some of the drainage issues that we've got going on in the district. And I think by virtue of the fact that the trustees in December of 2018 were going to look at a western annexation first and make improvements first in the west, and then, if I read the minutes correctly, after that, make an assessment of how that impacts the open ditch. I think that was the logical order of how things are going to be laid out mm-hmm. from the engineering report with that plan and how to execute that plan. So,
but since I'm the one who made that motion in December of 2018,
right?
Okay, never in that motion was there any assumption about how it'd come out. And I think I know that's what I'm trying to explain today. Is I'm still not convinced that it's a large contribution, the west part, based upon what we've all said before, and I don't want to rehash it, okay? But, so, never in my motion was there any indication that I assumed an outcome already. Okay, I just want to point that out.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, sir?
No.
Okay, any question? You have a question?
No.
Okay. I'm done
good.
With my question.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sir, do you want to speak? Okay, thank you. And your name and address, please. For the record?
Yeah, I'm Roger Engstrom. I have land in District 5 and mm-hmm. in the proposed annex, both. And I think that the open drain needs to be cleaned. Does anyone know when it was cleaned last? Was it like 25 years ago?
Early 90s.
What year?
Early 90s.
1939?
No, early 90s.
Oh, early
90s.
Early
90s. I thought he said 39 also.
Early 90s. I thought that was correct. And there were some problems with cleaning at that time. Perhaps some of it wasn't done as efficiently or as completely as it should have been. If it's cleaned again, and this is your... my question to you about the water going into these culverts slowly and not taking the silt from the land is a first improvement. The second improvement is all the farms with all the drainage tile that goes into that, and the farmers are not maintaining the culverts, the open culverts in their fields. And that silt goes down the tile, and that ends up in the drainage ditch, too. And I think we have to address the problem of Iowa allows 5 tons per acre of soil to leave an acre of land. And that is unreasonable in this day and age. We need to have some restrictions or some guidelines about how much soil can leave the land. And it, when it leaves the land, it either goes in the road ditches on another man's farm or in the drainage system. So I think we need to talk about our farming practices and our soil conservation practices as far as the drainage, the open drain ditch. The tiles will flush themselves, but the drainage ditch does not. So that's the first question, first problem. And I think we need to think about that before we are forced to do it by the state legislature.
Roger, I couldn't agree with you more on that. Drainage district trustees, they'll follow the drainage district law, and we have responsibilities there. We are limited in what we can require, but we did have some information that Kent brought us that we handed out earlier about best practices and buffer strips, all the various things, and I always encourage people to go to the NRCS or the FSA office here and talk about practices because they have lots of assistance they can give.
Yeah.
So thank you for...
We need a good push on that.
And I'm committed that I'm going to find some more materials and we will bring them to other drainage district meetings and distribute them because you're right. It's voluntary right now, but we need to get the information out.
The other part is on the annexation. We do have a very good outlet under the railroad track, north beside Brilla. and that will take pressure if that tile is improved. There's a tile there now, but it's just not big enough to take all the water. And it goes down very slowly on my land, and I know on all of the land between the railroad and the top of that district, top of that proposed district. It needs to be improved, but it needs to be improved in a way that will make it work. And we objected to that because we didn't think the design that we had was sufficient. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you, Roger. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment? John, thank you.
Thank you, John Hall with the Ames EDC. I just wanted to officially during this portion come up and restate our objection to the Section 2 improved alternatives, both A and B, that specifically looks at the area between 220th Street and Lincoln Highway. As I stated earlier, specifically between the railroad tracks there and Lincoln Highway, we know that industrial development is going to occur in that area. There are options in place on a great deal of the land in that area. We have the city deploying water and wastewater infrastructure into that area, and we know that industrial development ultimately will occur in that area, and when that happens, the city of Ames has one of the most rigorous stormwater management plans that was put into place in 2014. That plan, as was mentioned earlier by Mr. Rohde, requires that any development not only capture the water that is now being displaced, but actually captures it and reverts it back, or requires the reversion back to both in quantity and quality that of a prairie in good condition. So would actually reduce the overall drainage off of that individually developed property at that time. Also, as part of that stormwater management plan, they would have to account for all water that currently comes onto the property, and actually account for that that conveyance through that property. So ultimately, it's my belief and the belief of the folks at the City of Ames that moving ahead with one of those alternatives not only is going to end up in a conflict with the specifically the wastewater pipe that is planned to go in the ground this year, but also could be rendered obsolete in a matter of a year or two with development occurring there and ultimately redirecting those facilities. And it's our firm belief that not having the landowners pay for that facility and then have a private developer come in or a development come in, a company come in and ultimately develop that and have to pay for those facilities a second time is going to be a good use of the money from these folks in the room.
Okay, so John, please go ahead. Okay, so here's my problem with kind of the argument, all right, is that we know that Iowa law says drainage districts basically triumph over city plans to lay infrastructure. I don't think anybody's arguing that at this point, right? So the city's known since for a year and a half at least. I can't remember when it was that initially former Supervisor Chitty got the heads up and Kent did a week before, I think, a meeting, that what do you mean the city is going to go out? They have plans and everything, right? So the discussion was had at that time, and I'm looking at Noah from the city. So the city's known for a long time, okay, about the possibility, and I'm not arguing for or against the proposed improvement, What I'm saying is, as far as the process there, this is no surprise to anybody. And so now here's my question. Maybe Noah has to come up and answer it instead of you. But if we decide to do that ditch because it's to the benefit of the people who are benefiting from the land, okay, we decide to go up on that improvement. So then, Noah, is the city going to stop, or is the city going to go ahead and adjust to what we're going to do? Because
so
I heard
Nate,
you were putting
Nate,
out
do
for
you
bids
want to come
already.
Up?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so things are going out for bid.
Whose money's being wasted? Is it our, the people we represent, the trustees, okay? Is it that money? Because I would think that when you have to pull up that infrastructure and redo it, that's whose money is being wasted. And as a resident of the city of Ames, a little concerned about that.
Yeah,
so go ahead, Noah.
So Nate,
currently we're avoiding the existing tile with our infrastructure.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you say your name first so that we have it on
record? My name is Nate.
Oh,
Willey.
Nate, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Nate Willey with the City of Ames, Engineer of Public Works. So we're currently meeting the separation requirements with our sewer away from the existing tiles because we has yet to be decided what's going to happen with this. We are moving forward with our utilities project, which bids next Wednesday, bid opening, and then we'll proceed with award and everything. As far as John's saying, the area between the railroad and Lincoln Way is prime for development.
Mm-hmm.
If you make improvements in that area, that becomes assessed to those to the landowners,
mm-hmm.
and then a developer comes in and wants to build on that property, they're obviously the developers at their cost are may have to relocate items. So, in a sense, what was installed potentially ahead of development would then kind of be wasted and not utilized.
I don't understand why it'd be wasted because the developer in having to make the changes would also have to reroute any tile, reroute the extended ditch, and I'm looking at the engineers here because I'm not claiming to be an engineer, but I mean, that developer is going to have to do that and absorb the cost of that.
Correct, and that's, we're just trying to avoid having to do it.
I understand
correct.
That.
So if you guys move ahead with an open ditch option for roughly $800,000 and mm-hmm. we'll assume that for simplicity's sake, $400,000 of that falls in kind of that range between the railroad and Lincoln Highway. So half of the cost, because we're looking 220th Street down to, mm-hmm. to Lincoln Highway. And the developer comes in 18 months, comes in to land a major facility there, and ultimately redirects that tile or redirects that open ditch. You may be asking landowners to pay for an additional 9 to 19 years because they can be assessed for up to 10 to 20 years. Is that correct?
So
landowners may be paying for those facilities that will then no longer be in place.
No, because we're going to go back to the purpose of, because my question, I'm going to ask it one more time. Where the drainage district would be putting in those facilities for better flow of water. So if a business comes in and says, I want that piece of land that's right in the middle is where the flow goes, then we say, because drainage districts preempt, also the construction, is we'd be saying, yeah, you move that open ditch at your cost. So
excuse
our people are only paying once.
I think what John is saying, though, is if we wait and the developer does it, the landowners in the district won't have had to pay for the improvement.
Okay,
correct.
But are you talking about the entire improvement they won't have to pay or just part of it?
Just the portion that is specifically covered by the Section 2 alternate A and B recommendations in the engineer's report.
So in the event, then we put off everything else to wait for what may or may not be coming.
I'm not speaking towards everything else.
Well, I know, but you're speaking about as that particular, if we don't do that improvement, you're asking that we put off that improvement.
Yes, a specific portion. So the engineer's report calls this out in specific sections. It does not call this out as an entire drainage district improvement in a single effort. And so presumably that means that this is engineered out so that specific improvements can be made to alleviate problems in certain areas over another. What I'm simply suggesting is that the folks in this room who would be on the hook for improvements to that area that may ultimately be then paying for those improvements, even if those exact improvements aren't there, because it is then that land is then taken over by a private business that redirects it, that is sunk costs to these landowners that mm-hmm. could have been realized by having some patience on
could have been. Okay, so I want to point out in December of 2018, because that was a significant meeting that I think some of you were here, and we were all talking about how, boy, my tone of voice was disrespectful, and I'm sorry, so let me lower it back down, okay? So we all were talking in 2018 in December about how the industrial park was going to pop, right? And this was going to happen. So I sit now on the Ames Economic Development Commission's executive committee, and I know I appreciate getting the updates that can't go any further from that room, but I keep on hearing about things that don't happen. And so as I sit here tonight, my responsibility is I'm a trustee of the drainage district. And so I have to make the decisions that are good for the drainage district. And that's a factor. Thank you for bringing that up. But how long do we wait for something that may not happen? So that's my comment.
Well, I just need to say something. I think we're in a very complicated situation on that. Not only has the city and the AEDC known for a while that we were looking at a Grant 5 project or projects and trying to figure out what was going on, but we also knew that Prairie View was happening. We knew Ames was annexing. So it's simply sometimes you end up with some very complicated situations, and we have one right now.
Well, and 18 months ago when we had the conversation similar to tonight, and we knew that these were the presented plans, the city of Ames also brought their plans with them and said, hey, this is our plan to go forward. And then the drainage district trustees at that time, that evening, took no action on moving forward with any of that. How long are we to wait on deployment of infrastructure to attract business and industry for a decision to be made as well? Because that's the same position that we're in, is in a position of having to wait. And ultimately, we've been looking toward the city of Ames, who's had this in their CIP for a number of years, planned deployment of infrastructure out there. They are now moving forward with that. That infrastructure plan, that infrastructure deployment, based on the current existing conditions out there, which up until tonight is all that we've had to go with, because as you've said, there are proposed plans, but this group has met at least twice and not taken action on those plans.
And I think you can probably see why, because we have lots of landowners who have very different opinions.
Absolutely.
And we look at an engineer's report, and sometimes we read it differently, look at different things, and we say this is rather complicated. So my interest is not at pointing fingers. My interest is not at looking back at what's happened before. My interest is how we move forward and make good decisions from this point.
So, Nate, I just want to clarify again. You said that right now what you're putting out for bid meets what we are doing today, does not include the improvements between Lincoln Way and 20.
Not the proposed. It's what's existing in the ground now for tile. Mm-hmm. We are meeting the separation requirements with our pipe, our sewer pipe. But, again, as John stated, for this development to proceed, we have to bring water and sewer into those areas. So knowing what we know now, where those tiles are located, we have designed our plans accordingly. We just want you to exercise caution in that area between the railroad and Lincoln Way with those improvements, knowing that there could be development in the near future, so that, you know, just so that you're aware of that.
Supervisor Hedden's asked a question.
So just for clarification, based on your comments there, with the requirements that you're doing and with the pipe that you just referenced there, would that then potentially increase the flow into, I mean, it's going to dump into the current ditch at all?
This is for sanitary sewers.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for that clarification.
Mr. Edias, just wait a second. Are there any other questions for either John or for Nate before?
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question for them. Okay.
John and Nate, am I right that you don't have any concern with cleaning up the ditch south?
No, I have no concern with that.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Oh, I do have one more for Nathan. Yeah. So, Nate, if the decision were that we were going to go ahead with the improvements there in Lincoln Way to 220, okay, 220th, so how long would it take the city to redesign and then put back out for bid? Because we're being asked for a decision tonight, so there's two different decisions that could be made. I'm just asking you.
Well, right now, the current project that we have designed is going to, if it starts right away this spring after we get the bid, going to continue into next spring with the lift station, pump station, into that. So it's a rather long duration project. Yeah, any changes, I mean, it would obviously depend on what kind of open ditch, pipe, or what kind of elevations we're looking at. There's other options.
And I don't know that it's fair to put Nate on the spot on that tonight. I can say that Tracy earlier today reference to me that if there's consideration on moving this forward that would upset those plans, that the city would need to consult the city attorney. That would be their next steps.
That's what I thought.
I'm just...
Yeah, I can't give you a time frame on what...
I'm not... Yeah.
Things would change. I don't know at this time, Howard.
Thank you. I'll look forward to talking to Tracy. I'd like to hear that from her, John. I don't, as Linda pointed out, don't shoot the messenger. So I won't shoot the messenger there, okay? Thank you.
Looks like there's somebody in the back.
Okay. Oh, sir. Can you come up front, please? Thank you.